Of the bull, the personality of religion. Nashtan. Lost. Trin. Three. Padan. Legs. Tapaha. Austerity. Shocham. Cleanliness. Dayam. Mercy. Iti. Thus. Patisandate. Re-established. Aspasha. By encouraging activities. Mahim. The earth. Cha. And. Samavardayat. Perfectly improved. Translation. Thereafter, the king reestablished the lost legs of the personality of religion, the bull, and by encouraging activities, he sufficiently improved the condition of the earth. Does everyone understand English? Or we're going to have to use a translator.
Hindi.
So, purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. By designating particular places for the personality of Kali, Maharaj Parikshit practically cheated Kali. In the presence of Kali, Dharma in the shape of a bull and the earth in the shape of a cow, he could actually estimate the general condition of his kingdom, and therefore he at once took proper steps to reestablish the legs of the bull, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy. And for the general benefit of the people of the world, he saw that the gold stock might be employed for stabilization. Gold is certainly a generator of falsity, intoxication, prostitution, enmity, and violence. But under the proper guidance of a proper king or public leader or a brahmana or sannyasi, the same gold can be properly utilized to reestablish the lost legs of the bull, the personality of religion. Maharaj Parikshit, therefore, like his grandfather Arjuna, collected all illicit gold kept for the propensities of Kali and employed it in the Sankirtan Yajna, as per the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. As we have suggested before, one's accumulated wealth may be divided into three parts for distribution, namely 50% for the service of the Lord, 25% for the family members, and 25% for personal necessities. Spending 50% for the service of the Lord or for the propagation of spiritual knowledge in society by way of the Sankirtan Yajna is the maximum display of human mercy. People of the world are generally in darkness regarding spiritual knowledge, especially in regard to the devotional service of the Lord. And therefore, to propagate the systematic transcendental knowledge of devotional service is the greatest mercy that one can show to the world. When everyone is taught to sacrifice 50% of his accumulated gold for the Lord's service, certainly austerity, cleanliness, and mercy automatically ensues. And thus, the lost three legs of the personality of religion are automatically reestablished. When there is sufficient austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, naturally, Mother Earth is completely satisfied, and there is very little chance for Kali to infiltrate the structure of human society. So, Vishasya Nashtam Trin Padam Tapashocham Dayamati Pratisandada Ashvasya Mahimcha Samavardayat. So, Om Ganata Vedandasya Gananjana Shvakaya Chaksur Meditam Yenetasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So this is the famous story of Parikshit Maharaj looking or finding the personality of Kali, who is torturing the bull and the cow. Most of you know that the bull and the cow are emblems of religiosity. For example, the bull is the personality of Dharma, and the cow gives Dharma in liquid form, which is called milk. I think everybody knows that. So in the Vedic society, milk is considered very important. It's called The Principles of Religiosity in Liquid Form. So everyone should be taking some milk. So this Kali is a demigod. It's interesting to note. There's many demigods. Like we have Indra, Varuna, Vayu, of course Lord Rama, Lord Shiva, and they're all servants of Krishna. So Kali is considered to be the worst of all the demigods because he's in charge of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is the time we're at right now. It began 5,000 years ago. When Krishna left the planet 5,000 years ago, then Kali came. Kali started to manifest. Or, of course, he wasn't able to fully manifest or fully show his potency until Parikshit Maharaj, who is the grandson of Arjuna and the son of Abhimanyu, left this world. So Kali is in charge of the Kali Yuga, and he makes things very difficult. It's described, Manda Sumanda Manda Matyo Manda Bhagya Upadrata. People in this age are short-lived, unfortunate, short memory. Just like we've experienced many times, people even at 30 or 35 years of age are getting heart attacks and dying, right? Or even in their 20s sometimes. They're so short-lived. And people are unfortunate, people don't have enough food in many places in the world. And so this is what Kali does. He makes it very difficult, and also he makes life very sinful, contaminated. And he does this by the four principles of irreligiosity. Instead of cleanliness, what is there? There's filthiness, which is caused by illicit sex. And instead of mercifulness, there's cruelty that's basically caused by the animal killing. And as far as austerity, he makes everybody interested in simply enjoying the body to the fullest extent, because human life is actually meant for austerity. That's why we're born. That's why we're different than animals. What is the difference between us and an animal? We have intelligence. We can try to look for the absolute truth. We can try to make a solution to the problems of life, birth, death, disease, and old age. That's the human being. So Kali, he wants to increase your sense of enjoyment in this world. Like you have all these advertisements here on the television, on the internet, even on the road. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. But basically, this world is not meant for enjoyment. As Krishna says in the Gita, Dukaliyam Ashashvatam, it's a temporary place and it's miserable. And all of us are going to get old, all of us are going to get sick, and all of us are going to die, even if you think you're not going to die. So Kali bewilders you like that. And then the final thing Kali does is he destroys truthfulness, which is the final principle of religiosity that's standing a little bit at the beginning of this age of Kali, and then is finished completely at the end of Kali. And we experience this, I guess you all have to go now, but we experience this in the lying propaganda of the leaders of society, isn't it? So much lying is there. So I guess many of you have to get to Suva. So thank you for coming. So Kali works in that way, and because of that, we have devotees like Parikshit Maharaj who try to stop Kali. And they try to limit him to certain places. We'll let everybody go first. That's all right. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Have a safe trip. We'll let everybody leave before we continue this. So, okay. Hare Krishna. Again. Anyway, they were planning to do that. It's not that I'm unpopular or anything like that. So, Parikshit Maharaj tries to limit Kali to four places. He says you can go, because Parikshit Maharaj wanted to be merciful. A merciful king even gives shelter to rascals. Just like I've experienced being a guru, sometimes I have to be the guru of rascals. Yes, it's true. We know that. So that means we have to be merciful. Dira dira janapriyo priyakaro. Like it said about the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were well liked by everybody, by the ruffians. You know what a ruffian is? No, you don't know a ruffian. Ruffian means rascal. That's a fancy word for rascal. They are actually dear to both the rascals and the good devotees. So a Vaishnava has to be like that. He is paradukaduki. He is concerned with others' happiness. He is an ocean of mercy, as we chant every day. Vanchakalpaturuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Yeva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Kripa Sindhu, that means an ocean of Sindhu, an ocean of mercy. Sindhu is ocean, and Kripa means mercy. So, being that way, Maharaj Parikshit had to give shelter to Kali. Instead of killing him, he was getting ready to kill him. But instead of killing him, when Kali begged for shelter, he said, all right, you can have shelter. And Kali said, but you've got to give me some place to stay. And Parikshit Maharaj said, all right, where there's illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meeting. At that time, none of those things was going on. Nowadays, Kali can live practically everywhere except for in the Hare Krishna temple. As soon as you step out the door of the temple, Kali's there. Because right next door, I'm sure, up the hill, people are eating meat, right? They're drinking kava, whatever they're doing. So Kali is basically everywhere outside of the Hare Krishna temple. Kali is even sometimes in the different mandalis. Because they're taking what? No one knows what they're taking? Grog. Kava. So that means Kali's there. And what does Kali cause? Kali causes people to argue with each other. Kali causes so many problems. And this age of Kali is called the age of quarrel, the Iron Age. So unless one is engaged in Krishna's service, Kali is practically everywhere. Just like we have one city in the United States. It's called New Orleans. And it's surrounded by water. It's under sea level. Everybody knows what sea level is? The sea level. So it's about, most of the city is like 20, 30 feet under sea level. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So that means that all the time they have to keep these pumps running to keep the water out. And if they're a little inattentive, the water comes in and fills the whole city like a bowl. It's exactly like that. It's like a bowl. You understand a bowl? So in the same way, Kali is there, and if we're a little inattentive, not chanting, which is like the pumping, keeping the water out, or keeping Kali out, then Kali rushes in and fills us up. And then we do things that are detrimental. So we have to be extremely attentive. Prabhupada described that devotional service is like a razor's edge. And Prabhupada was referring to the old type of razor they used to use. Nowadays you have safety razors, right? Or disposable razors or whatever. In the old days they had this razor that was like this. You remember that? It was like this, and then would sharpen it on a piece of leather. And they go, shh. Do you remember that? You ever see that? You ever have that in Fiji? And so I remember going to the barber. You know what a barber is?
Yes.
Hey, barber's here. Yeah, so I went to the barber when I was very young, and he was going, shh, 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 shh. And it was a sharp as anything. And then he was cutting in. I was just wondering, if he slips, I lose my ear. Fortunately, he didn't slip. But it was just, I was nervous the whole time. Because he would trim, you know, that they would trim. At that time, I had long hair, so he didn't cut this part of the hair off. But he would trim like this, the sideburns and everything. So very dangerous. And that's the example Prabhupada used. Devotional service is like that razor. If you slip, there's blood everywhere. In the same way, when we're not attentive, then immediately Kali can enter. And when Kali enters, then we become in Maya. And that means we lose our taste for hearing and chanting. And then yesterday someone asked me the question, why is it if a devotee is in many years in the movement that they sometimes deviate or fall down or what we call bloop? Has anyone heard the expression bloop before? Like the Prabhupada, he was the one who invented that particular nomenclature, that term, because he said when the spirit soul falls from the spiritual world, it's like someone going through the air, bloop, bloop, and falls into the water. So that's where the word bloop came from. So the devotee asked me why we find devotees so many years in the movement, and so all of a sudden, bloop. You know, they have spiritual trouble. They leave the movement or they do something crazy. That's because they're not attentive. They're not careful in their devotional service. Because as soon as you give up the chanting, as soon as you do things like eat impure food, we talked about this yesterday, as soon as you eat impure food, then immediately Kali comes in. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. We gave this example yesterday in Suva, but some of you weren't there. That he told Kali, ultimately, when Kali said, you know, I have no place to live because none of these four sinful activities are taking place anywhere in your kingdom. He said, Kali, you can live in Goa. But what Parikshit Maharaj didn't remember is that his crown was gold. So, one has, in other words, he wasn't careful enough in giving Kali the place. And so, therefore, Kali was able to influence his consciousness, so he committed offense against that Vaishnava, Samaka Rishi, putting the snake around his neck. So, this is the point. Be very attentive in Krishna consciousness, then you will not deviate, you will not fall down. But as soon as there is a little intention, inattention, there's great danger. So, this is the one purport that we can give about this verse and purport. So, any questions or comments? Because they asked me only to give a 20-minute class this morning. Questions, comments, arguments? That's about right. No? Doctor? So be attentive. Chant your rounds nicely. Eat food cooked by devotees. You're conscious. You know, people don't understand how the consciousness of someone cooking affects the food. Even the scientists have been able to understand this. They did one test with water crystals one time. And they had people holding the different jars. And one person was thinking love, love, love. Another person was thinking hate, hate, hate. And another person was thinking envy, envy, envy. And then the scientists took their little microscopes, or big microscopes, and they were able to see the crystals in the water. And it affected the molecular structure of the water, the people's consciousness. Interesting, isn't it? Because when people were thinking positively, the crystals looked very beautiful, like little snow crystals. When they were thinking negatively, the crystals in the water, they were just looked horrible. They were all over the place. They weren't orderly, very disorderly crystals. So even scientifically, that principle is there. And then what to speak of when you take it in your body? Because the Vedic literatures tell us that the blood is the carrier of the consciousness of the living entity. I mean, the soul is situated in the heart, spiritually situated, but manifests its presence in the heart. And so the blood actually carries or affects the consciousness. So if you eat something, drink something, and it's impure, will actually become transformed into blood eventually, and then it will affect the consciousness. And then you'll feel like Ravana. Isn't it? Just like, as we gave the example, exactly what happened to Dronacharya, Grandfather Bhishma, and Kripacharya. They acted like demons. Isn't it? Because they were attacking Krishna. They were attacking the Pandavas. Isn't that demoniac? I mean, who would attack the Pandavas? Grandfather Bhishma, he was using the excuse, I made a promise to support the king. But under certain circumstances, promises can be broken, not usually, but under certain circumstances where keeping a promise has a bad result. You understand? Under that circumstance. Like if you make a promise, for example, never to tell a lie, and then some criminals come to your house and they're looking for someone you're giving shelter to, and they say, is Zumuk in your house? You know, you're giving shelter to Zumuk, and the criminals want to kill, dacoits want to kill, and you say, I cannot tell a lie. Yes, he's in the house. So if you tell the truth in that circumstance, you're responsible for the criminals killing him. So that certain circumstances, normally, yes, truthfulness is extremely important. But under certain circumstances, to save the life of someone, or to help with religious principles, then Grandfather Bhishma should have switched sides. But he didn't. Drona should have switched sides. Kripacharya should have switched sides. Actually, one of the Kurus actually did switch sides. Did you know that? One of Dhritarashtra's sons. His name was Vikarna. He switched sides. At the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, they announced, anyone want to switch sides, they can switch sides. Isn't it? They announced that. And one of Dhritarashtra's sons switched sides. Actually, it was a son by a maidservant. It wasn't the son by Gandhari. So anyway, so he could have done that, but because his consciousness was affected by eating impure things, Grandfather Bhishma remained on the wrong side, even though he was a great devotee. So that's a hint for us. We have to be very careful, or Kali will rush in, as I gave the example, like the waters in New Orleans, the city would rush in if they don't keep the pumps going. They have these giant pumps. The pumps are as big as this temple. And many years ago, there was this hurricane called Katrina, where the pumps went underwater and they didn't work, so the city was underwater. People were on their roofs, and there were helicopters who were saving the people. People went up to their attics. You know what an attic is? Top floor of the house. And the water came up and up, and they were trapped inside the house. And many died. Something like 2,000 people died from the flooding. So, that's the point. If you're living underwater, you have to keep your pumps going. And if you're living in the middle of Kali, you've got to keep your spiritual pumps going. So, I guess no other questions or no questions? We should end now. All glories to His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda, Hari Hari Bol.